At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Before we get into today's juicy gossip of that YouTube tea, we just want to talk to you about this episode being sponsored by Ridge Wallet. Boom. Look at Michael's wallet real quick. Do me a favor. Look at that.
This is atrocious.
And if you're listening on the audio, it is thick. 14 C's on it.
Bro.
Too many C's.
This looks like a Jim Jones video lady's ass.
It looks like a Missy Elliott outfit from 2002, okay? Too much. You want to see this, dog? Look at this. For all you ASMR lovers out there, I got that Ridge wallet and it is thin, dude. If I was on a diet, I want to be this thin.
This wallet only eats kale, bro. That's it.
Kale dipped in kale, bro. Woo. So what I need you to do is go to ridgewallet.com.
Yep.
For 10% off by using our code SOCKS.
SOCKS.
Ridgewallet.com/socks for 10% off. Get yourself a Ridge wallet today, dude. Because you know what? Diet's too expensive. Ridge wallet, perfect.
Fits get right in your pocket.
Like a Davy Jones locket.
Just pop it. King.
If you're 18 episodes into a podcast and you're like, which one's Trevor? Which one's Michael? I question who you are.
Right, but a lot of people aren't 18 episodes, and a lot of people, might be their first episode.
Damn. Well, if this is your first episode, welcome to an episode about jerking off.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not, but it might be. It always turns off into something like that. But this is Trevor. This is my voice, so.
Oh, we are going. This is Michael.
Oh, we're going.
Oh, my bad. This is Michael. If this is your first episode, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
And if this is your 18th episode and you still don't know, this is Trevor. This is me right here. Because sometimes people don't know. But, you know, it's nice to clarify. Dude, what if somebody like came out to a show and they thought it was Switch the whole time? They're like, wait, you're not? Like fucking like plot twist. Like mind blowing.
Oh, they were like,
childhood
oh,
ruined.
Oh, my God.
Like they heard you on stage and they're like, fuck yeah, dude. And they like,
we love like, Trevor. And you're like,
yeah, you guys ready for Michael? And then I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. But it was a big like Inception thing. Mm-hmm. Did you understand Inception? No. I watched it recently. Mm-mm. I have no idea what's happening.
It's one of those movies where like you've heard so many people talking about how like you leave with everybody's own interpretation that you leave with like 30,000. You overthink how like complex it really is.
Yeah, I literally didn't understand it so much that I watched a video essay on the explanation of Inception and I still didn't get it.
Dude, it's just like it's
that's
all
crazy
deep stuff. That's like being it's like interpreting a Snapple quote. You're like, I don't. Is this supposed to be deep? Not all who wander are lost. Like, why is this quote fucking me up right now?
Fuck that, man. That's why I hate art. That's why I hate art.
That's why I love comedy, because you can just watch, and people are like, why do you like this stuff? Be like, because he jerked off a monkey. That's funny.
That is so funny.
It's comedy, you know.
That's why art angers me, dude.
Do you see that video of that monkey scrolling through Instagram?
Yes,
that was wild.
Dude, it was so crazy. I thought it was a human wearing a monkey suit.
Right.
I was like, no, that's a human wearing a monkey suit.
I loved about it is he was like, he just wasn't really impressed. He's like, this is what y'all on Instagram? Okay,
he hated it.
Oh,
dude,
no.
When he was scrolling and then he stopped and liked something.
Oh.
Fucking what?
And
it wasn't even like a picture of a banana, nothing. It was just like a regular.
Imagine getting followed by a monkey and like you see him like your shit and you're like, yo, a monkey just liked my picture. Monkey.
Would you be happy about it, or would you be like, yo, I gotta switch this up?
I'd be fucking pumped.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd be like, because everybody, like, 80% of your likes are from, you know, just people on the shitter, just doing whatever, people killing time. But, like, what is a monkey doing out of his day? He's like, he's taking time out of his day from fucking going from tree to tree to be like, what's Trev up to, you know?
Right.
He's throwing you that like, dog.
Right.
It's just, like, cool. It's like a bragging, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, my monkey just like my shit, whatever.
I can't believe that. I saw it. It was like, just, he, with purpose.
Yeah.
Like, he, here's a funny, you ever, like, think about the people that he skipped over? Like, he didn't like, there's certain things that monkeys don't like.
Did you see the picture that they liked? Did they show it?
No, I wish, I wanted to zoom in to see.
Damn.
Because it wasn't like a, it wasn't like a, like a banana split or something that you think a monkey would fuck with.
Right. It's so funny, because every time a monkey does, like, something, anything human-like, we're like, yo! But it's like, they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, we're
like,
also not too far off from monkeys.
Bro, I know three people in my phone book right now that are like...
In your phone book?
Yeah.
You phone. Got a phone book?
Contact book? What are they called?
You Contacts?
You got a phone book, dude?
Dog, you...
Yo, I'm like 5 foot and 11 inches, so like I sit on a lot of phone books to look taller at restaurants on dates.
Oh, man.
So I got phone books with me.
That was one of my fears when I was in high school. Because I was a short person in high school, that I was scared that when I got my, like, when I got my car, that I was going to have to sit on a phone book and everyone's going to make fun of me. I had, like, dreams consistently that I was sitting on, like, two phone books and people like, hey, you ain't shit, you sitting on fucking, hey, like, I had problems with it.
Phone
like, I was,
book. Damn.
Like, two phone books.
I got two phone books. Kevin Gates. Not Kevin Hart. It's Kevin Gates. Dude, I am all over the place, bro. I told him earlier, I was like, yo, welcome to episode 18. What is that, 6 months? And he's like, where did you get that math? And I was like, oh, because 3 goes into 18 six times. He's like, you know there's 4 weeks in a month. Even a monkey would know that.
Yeah, and you thought...
The monkey on IG would be like, fam, what?
And you thought there was 3.
I did. 3 weeks sounds logically better, though.
Does that? I think 4 is just a rounder number.
I'm trying to get out of this.
You're so trying to squirm out.
I'm just saying
out.
It with enough. Like,
you're like a shitty lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Fucking DUI lawyer, you know? You ever see those, we'll get you out of a DUI one? It's like, but I feel like you have a DUI. Like those lawyer ones, like when you drive into Vegas.
Yeah.
They're all like mugshots, but they just Photoshop like a tie on it. They're like, DUIs? I've been there. And you're like, I don't.
Yeah. The how he came up with this idea of being a lawyer was when he was in court for his DUI.
Right.
And then he's like, I'm not going to fucking do this, bro.
Yeah. I don't want to know a lawyer named Rod. Like, that's not, I don't feel comfortable being like, Rod's got me out of this one.
No,
fucking Ramrod, you got me, right? And he just points at you with the fucking Bic lighter. He's like, I got you, buddy.
Dude, there's a promo in Lake Tahoe.
Great place.
Yeah, it's a great place. But there's a poster of this lawyer that has 4 rings on.
Oh,
and he's
love it.
and he's like punching, like he's like doing a karate thing, shaved head, and he's like, hey, Chad. And it just says like, Chad will get you out of whatever. But it's like, no one wants that person to represent you. You're wearing 4 color rings with your
fucking
name
Avengers,
Chad.
Bro, looking like Thanos out here, dude.
Bro, did you see that movie?
I did.
How'd you feel?
Did you not?
I know I did.
I liked
Ooh,
it.
Big pause.
It's, well, because it's like everybody online has their own opinions that it's like you don't even know how to have your own opinions anymore.
Oh, you,
everybody's a critic these days. So like the second you say something, you're like, I don't like how fast the credits rolled. People be like, whoa, everybody's a fucking critic these days, huh? You're like I don't even like to talk about movies sometimes just because like bro, people get fucking touchy on that shit.
Dude, people get so upset. You know the part about movies that I don't like is when there's like an iconic movie and then people get angry that you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, there's 8 cabrillion movies.
Right.
My bad,
right.
I didn't see Top Gun. It's not my fault. And you're mad. No, I did. I did.
You
I'm not a fucking crazy
I'm
person.
I'm not a walk out of here, dude. Fuck? What's the biggest movie you haven't seen that people have like called you out on?
I never saw Jaws.
Never saw Jaws? Okay. That's pretty big. Was there any like recent ones that like people were like, yo, you didn't see that?
Honestly, dude, I really think the yo, you didn't see that is like reserved for movies that are like classics.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't see, I'm trying to think of like a big movie. Like Wreck-It Ralph, someone's gonna be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Wreck-It Ralph, bro.
I didn't see Get Out for a solid 2 years.
Oh, I think okay, I stand corrected because Get Out would be definitely one of them.
But everybody would ask me if I saw it. There was enough memes and enough content online where I'd be like, yeah, bro, that running scene. They'd be like, fam,
yeah,
like, you can bullshit a movie so good these days.
Oh, 100%, dude. You could just watch the trailer and 100%. Bullshit a movie,
right? And all you have to do is be like, yo. That camera work? And people are like, yeah, oh, right?
But if you say cinematography, whoa, they think you're Robert Ebert.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just,
you could. Yeah. I'm trying to think of film terms, and I was like, I'm just getting PTSD of film school. Like,
did you go to film school?
I did.
How did I not know this?
Because it wasn't a big one. It was in San Jose. So it was like.
That's not even
like, I remember one class, they gave us like a Canon, like a DSLR, and they're like, today we're going to teach you how to use this. And I was like, Oh, you mean the thing I've been using for 2 years?
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was kind of crazy film school like esque, but like also not really.
Right. They were like, in your next class, we're gonna hand you a Motorola Razr, and they're like, I can't even shoot this. I can't even shoot anything.
Exactly. So I know the very basics, but like some of those people are like so into it. If you were just like, yo, dude, the lighting on the grip and electric, people are just like, dude, this guy knows his shit.
This guy knows his shit.
Act three, crazy.
Bro, I just started paying a lot of attention to like, because, I just started like, we're doing a lot of research on like certain lenses and shit. Dude, you can go in on that shit. And people are like insanely knowledgeable and insanely passionate about it.
100%.
Why didn't you see Get Out?
It was just like timing. It was just like, I was just like busy. Like everybody went the first weekend. I think I was out of town or something like that. And then I got back and then everybody was already talking about it. And I didn't want to be like, oh, time to leave this conversation. So I was just like, oh, dude, great scene. Crazy, right? Bitches with teacups, you know? That video, like if you had to sum it up in like 3 points, it'd be white chick brainwashing the dude running in a teacup. Like that's like,
it's just, yeah.
If you were playing charades, you would do the teacup thing. People would be like, get out.
Yeah, of course. You know? So you eventually saw it, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Okay. Great.
When I tell people that it was cool and not amazing,
oh,
they want to fight me.
Oh, yeah.
They'll fist fight me in the street.
Bro, that's a bull. That's what I'm saying. It's like any movie you have an opinion on, if you like go against the grain, people are like, ugh, like they judge your life on that.
I also think people just on purpose go against the grain.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%. It's like they sort of like when people start yelling at them. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to get yelled at on Ralph's. I don't care that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? But honestly, I thought Get Out was fine. I didn't think it was, like, the best movie in the entire world. People were, like fisting themselves over the movie. And I was like, this is a good movie. It's a good movie.
No, it's great. I mean, yeah, it's... I mean, what was the movie you were talking about that's coming out? Bad Boys 3?
Ooh! Are you stoked? Are you stoked or no?
I'm happy. But here's the thing.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
Here's the thing. I've been heartbroken so many times by sequels that it hurts to like, and plus there's such a big gap between the second and the third. It's hard, right?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Some of my favorite movies, I see the sequel or the follow-up and I leave like wanting to like find the writer and be like, did you really need that $13,000 profit? Can I pay you? So like, just like the Dumb and Dumber 2 was trash. Anchorman 2 was trash.
Trash.
Did you ever see Super Troopers?
That's a movie where I can bullshit like I saw, but I never saw it.
Uh-huh.
I never saw
it. But I saw the follow-up, and it was just garbage. So
you know what's a follow-up that I just saw that was the worst thing I've ever seen?
What's that?
Jurassic Park 3.
Dude, they got so many. Some of those, they got like so many out that it's like, I don't even know like what's going on anymore.
Dude, Jurassic Park 3 legit looks like it was shot with a Motorola Razr. Like
When did that come out?
I don't know, man. 2001 or something? I don't know. I just saw it recently. I was like, this is...
Because it was shot in 2001.
No, but they had better cameras than that. It was shitty.
Yeah.
It was shitty, dude. There was a part where they're in a plane and they get stuck in a tree. The same... I'm like the same thing, dude. You couldn't come up with another thing? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, we're stuck in a tree. Yeah, we know, dude. We know. Now you're in a fucking plane. It made me so angry.
Yeah, that's why I don't like follow-ups too much. But, I mean, Martin Lawrence is OG.
He is OG, and do you know why there's so much space in between these movies from 2 to 3? Because he went insane, bro. He went insane.
When was that? I remember he had a breakdown.
Yeah, he was. It was maybe like, I don't know, 2000, maybe a little earlier than that. But he was in. 19, he was on like
19 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Damn, 19 years ago.
How long? Well, then again, I've never gone crazy yet. I feel like, you know, give it like 5 more years, might check into Malibu rehab or something. But like. How long does it take to like come out of a craziness?
I think it's 19
years.
I think. Oof. Dude, wow. 2000 was 19 years ago.
Yes.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yo, kids that were born in 2000?
You can fuck them now.
What? Yo, I've never heard the word kids and fuck them now that close to a sentence with it being legal.
It's legal and right.
Dude, oof. You're looking out, bro.
Yo,
good for you, dude.
I'm helping him scouting, dude.
Dude, even kids that were born in 2001.
You could still fuck them. 2001, dude.
Bro, oh, you know what's crazy? I met a chick in Phoenix recently, and she didn't know what a ringback tone was.
No.
And I was like, it's happening! like, do you know how dumb you sound trying to explain a ringback tone? I was like, yo, it's like an elevator tone, but Soulja Boy's kiss me through the phone. She's like, why would I, like hold music? And I was like, No, because like that's a personality trait. Like what your ringback tone was like who you were. Like that right. was branding. That was the first sign of like that was a flex. Like, oh yeah, you want to. Like I used to call my friends just to hear Mike Jones.
And she goes, "What's calling?"
But
hold
like,
on. So like, what do you do? You just like you. It, what do? Like press send? Or, I don't even know. You hold
carrier
on.
Carrier pigeon with yeah. an iPod Nano. What
I
is
don't
that?
Even understand.
But it sucked because I had nobody there to back me up.
Oh
and, like
no.
I looked around like, but you don't know what a. Bro.
So no one around you knew what it was, or just
no. I was just talking to this girl. Just
oh
her.
No.
But she didn't know what it was, and like I was that, the first time I had really like if somebody's like I don't know what a Game Boy is, I'd be like you fucking obese and you had a terrible childhood. That's yeah. a little rude, but
wow.
Yeah, everybody knows what a Game Boy is.
Yo, but, you heard it first, dude.
I miss my Game Boy. Somebody stole it in seventh grade. Shout out Skylar. Anyways,
fuck Skylar,
dude. But it was the first time. That like something that meant to me didn't convert to somebody else, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
That meant a lot to you, the ringback tone?
It was cool, but it's more so like everybody in my age had one, so we all grew up with it.
What was your song?
It was Hey Bay Bay. Hurricane Chris.
Of course it was.
All in. Hey Bay Bay. Hey Bay Bay. Nobody would call me.
I never had
They don't want to hear that.
Dude, I would get angry with the fucking remix. I would get so angry. I don't care
yeah.
that you're like, oh, sweet Caroline.
Who are you calling, bro? Just
I was my grandma, dude. My grandma.
that's pretty classic grandma tunes right there. I just remember after like your year expired, like because you buy them for a year, it would go to like that elevator music, and everybody had the elevator music for a while.
What do you mean? I don't know.
Like, you'd buy the ringback tone for like a month or a year or something,
right?
And then after it expired, it would go to like this like random default, but it was like ding 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 ding.
Oh, so you
remember that? It was like an elevator one.
I don't,
dude.
But,
nobody fucking can relate to me. God damn it!
No, dude. So that's so funny because this is letting everyone know that you're poor as fuck.
Yeah,
and you can't afford the ringback tone.
Leases up, bro.
Oh no. So you got. That's like you're getting eviction notice.
Yeah.
Damn. Uh-huh. How come we just didn't go back to the regular bring?
I don't know.
Like, why do they have to
they wanted
tell
to
people that
you
have... Yeah.
Like, yo, this bitch can't even afford Hurricane Chris.
You know what's funny? Like, on a business standpoint, like, they did that on purpose so people know that you need to re-up.
Yeah.
That's genius.
And people call like, yo, I don't know if you know this, but your ring back tone... Yeah. It's out, bro.
Yo, it's Kenny Gino. So Kenny Gino. You gotta change it.
What if it just slowly got worse and worse and worse? Like Verizon got to pick your ringback tone or some shit. Flav, I don't. Okay, I'll pay the $2. I just
now it's just like basketballs on the ground.
Just
that's
dribbling.
It, just dribbling. That's all it is. Ding, now.
Ding. But yeah, that was the first time I really felt old. So, but yeah, 2000, dude.
I was that's damn. Martin Lawrence, dude.
Yeah,
going we're talking crazy. About Martin Lawrence
ago.
Going crazy. But yeah, I think everyone's different. But you remember what happened to him, right?
There was one really big event. Wasn't he naked on a street with
a
gun?
He was naked on the 405. Or I don't know what highway, but it was LA highway. Naked on the highway with a gun.
Which highway would you pick?
It depends on where I'm at.
Probably the 405.
Probably the 405 because
scenic.
I'm trying to
good
I'm
views.
You know what's so funny? You're thinking of views. I'm thinking of like the best way not to die. So maybe the 405 is
I'm
always like packed
if I'm
out.
Naked and I got a Glock, I also want to see the Getty. That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
Right, right.
And if it's like they got to get a helicopter to get you. But like
do
on
they?
The tent, well, how else are they going to get on? Because there's a lot bigger gaps between the on and off.
Oh, you're right.
But the tent is like, yo, you get off La Cienega and you go right, bro? You in gangland. You know, 405, you just with deer land. So, like, your enemies are just animals at that point.
Right,
a lot of rich people live in the 405, too.
Right. And you got to worry about, like, forest fires and shit like that. Yeah,
Smokey
the
Bear.
Sorry, guys. If you're not from LA, you have no idea what the fuck's happening.
Dude.
It's just highways, essentially.
Yeah,
it's just highways.
I'd
it's just regular. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, he was on, like, some highway. Like naked, or I forget if he had underwear on or whatever.
You got to go naked. You can't go just underwear.
Yeah, if you're gonna be
like
on the highway.
Baby.
Yeah, if you get just a big ass diaper, that's right. When you know you've gone insane, dude. When you start wearing diapers as a grown man, that's when you know you've gone off the edge.
Yeah, 64 and above, it's normal, but anything under that, it's like, oh fuck,
bro. Isn't that the most scary thing that's gonna happen?
Oh, dude.
Like we're on a track right now.
Oh, I don't
that
like
in
this.
Whatever years we're gonna have to wear a diaper and people are gonna have to wheel us around.
Do you think you're gonna be stoked for the first time you wear a diaper? like for the first one, be like, dog. Oh, that was kind of fun.
Yeah, but
then after that, you're like, yo, I'm alone and my life alerts out of batteries.
Yo,
we marinating in this one tonight. This is gross. I see, you know what's weird is like, I just talked about poop for like 13 seconds. I was like, this is gross, but every other podcast is like, come. And I'm like,
yeah, why is that?
Come is life. Shit is death. Shit. Death. Dude, yeah.
Shit's death.
It's not a good color.
No. It also smells horrendous.
Not good.
You ever fuck a girl in a booty and poop happens?
I'm not a big A guy.
Bro, that face you just gave me.
But
was so funny.
I feel like I have walked into a room after somebody was just hitting some anal and it's like, it's pungent.
Oh, so you just walked into a fog of shit?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Living in a frat house, there's no AC. The windows don't work because they have enough fucking fireball to jam them shut for nine winters.
Right.
You walk in and it's just that it's marinating in the room. The walls are a little bit like tougher now. And you're like, whew. Like if you were to zoom in, you would see a single nose hair drop out. Just like, I can't fucking take it anymore.
You can like see the poop particles just floating around.
And Martin Lawrence.
But anyways, my whole point about even bringing up Martin Lawrence is there's something about people going insane, and then their first inclination after they go insane is to just take off the clothes, get naked, be like primal, jerk off in places.
Jerking off is huge. Well, for guys mainly, you know, like Brittany shaved her head, like that was a big thing.
Yeah.
But guys were just like, yo, we got a dick, dude. Like the Coney dude. Remember Coney?
I do.
He was a charity thing. It was like 2012, 2014 or something.
2012.
I don't know how he blew up. This was like before social media, really. This was like MySpace.
It was Facebook.
I don't know like why it got big. Like there was not one Instagram model like promoting it. Like it was just a dude.
None, but dude, it was edited perfect. The music made you sad. Dude, whoever shot that did not go to your film school.
He went to USC.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, fucking graduated top class, dude.
It looked good. There was like dolly shots. It looked really good.
And that dude banks on that. I think it was like 2 years later, he got caught somewhere. I think it was San Diego.
Okay.
I think. Which, I don't know. Not a bad place to jerk off in public. If there had to be one.
It's so balmy there.
There's much drier climates. Like Phoenix? Ugh.
Oh, disgusting.
Might as well jerk off a cactus, dude. But San Diego's got like a nice...
Oh,
somehow San Diego kind of makes you just want to jerk off.
Dude,
probably.
I think maybe that's what happened to him. Maybe he wasn't even crazy. Maybe he was like, I'm in San Diego.
Maybe he's on to
something. Dude, he's ahead of the curve, I think.
Like that's like the new trend in like 2035. He's in jail. Like, I tried to tell y'all. So he jerked off in public. I don't know what that is. Well, Martin didn't jerk off. He just had a gun.
He just had a gun, but that's how black people jerk off.
Hilarious. But
Pee Wee Herman did it.
He would have done that without money too.
But I mean, listen, he wasn't watching like Schindler's List.
It was a matinee. He was already losing money.
He was in a porn house. That's my point. He wasn't watching Toy Story 3. He was at a place where you're supposed to jerk off. The Coney dude was in San Diego.
I thought it was
at
like
a taco shop.
Like I thought he was watching like VeggieTales or something.
No,
just fucking was a little bit too wet
buddy.
That day.
People would like to think that he was watching Wreck-It Ralph, but
he was watching porn.
Yes.
Okay.
He was in a porn house.
Bold stance here.
Yeah.
What was wrong?
I don't know.
Are you not allowed to jerk off in porn houses?
I feel like you're not allowed to, but they're like, you know what? We'll let it slide on your cum. Like it's okay. It's okay. But I don't think you're allowed to. I think what fucked him was him being Pee Wee Herman.
That'll do it.
Like you can't like you're like the you know, you're like the head of like a gigantic children's, you know, epic. So you can't be jerking off in a porn house. You're not allowed even to go in a porn house. That's got to be shitty to be famous to kids because you can't do anything, bro. You know what I mean?
But I mean, there's not too many celebrities in general that can do that too. I mean, I would say there's a few. If I saw Danny DeVito leaving a porn house, I would high five the hand he just jerked off with.
Of course.
Like, Danny DeVito!
Oh, you got to get real low.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
dude.
There's also like Ron Jeremy. I don't know what, like he's famous for banging, right? Is that his thing?
He's famous for having a huge dung.
Is that what it is?
That's literally it. He has, dude, he has the personality of tree bark. You know what I mean? He doesn't have charisma. Dear, he doesn't have a fucking 10 and a half inch dong.
Yeah, he's an interesting case. But there's not too many people you can go, that's so funny how there's still jerk off theaters. There's one on Hollywood Boulevard, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Hollywood Boulevard used to be like just full of them, right?
I think so, yeah.
Damn.
Well, that's like, I don't even know. That's like, I think, what are you supposed to do? Like, remember the video, then go home and like play it back in your brain?
Yeah. Imagination. That's gone. People don't have imagination anymore.
God, no.
Gosh darn it. There's no ringtones anymore, and there's no ring to backs, and there's no imagination, dude.
Jesus Christ.
You ever try to jerk off with like just your brain? It's heinous. I'm sweating just trying to remember,
I just want to know what my face looks like, where I'm trying to load up my brain while also trying to get off. And I'm just like, my brain is just like malfunctioning. I look like Harvey Dent on a fucking roller coaster. Just like,
Dude, it's not enjoyable. It's not enjoyable trying to like remember. Dude, yeah. Because then I can only remember. I can't remember like this full spectrum of it. So then I'm like jerking off to someone's like kneecap. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So thank God we live in 2019, dude.
Oh, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
We can just get that same dude who shot the Coney film to shoot our porns, dude. It's great.
Dude, are porns looking better? Because they should.
Yeah, bro, I saw a drone shot on a porn the other day.
No,
I was like,
you fucking swear,
bro,
did not.
Swear, dude. They did a drone shot of a house in Van Nuys. I don't know if it was in Van Nuys, but I would imagine. It's
obviously.
Like porn HQ. Drone shot into the backyard where she's laying on the it was either hammock or lawn chair. I don't really know what was going on.
No, that
wasn't in the right state of mind.
I need to know.
Lands, and it was a smooth transition into a two shot.
Wow. Oh, there's someone else there?
Well, by the time they landed, the dude walked in. Like he had a mark and everything. Like,
wow.
Like, this is your mark. This is your cue.
Are you
when the drone
me?
Is up above, pants down.
You know what I'd like to see? First of all, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'd like to see, though? I'd like to see a porn actor and a porn actress that are legit good actors. Like, can you imagine how good of a porn it would be if it was like a legit good like fight scene? Like, it was like they were hitting beat for beat and they were killing it, just Colin Farrell level acting, just crushing the scene.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you can't hit. And then what? And then they just started fucking. And they were good at fucking too. That would be complete cinema.
The HBO stuff back in the day, they were pretty good actors.
Really? I don't remember any of that.
Well, but also kind of, you know how they got that childhood ruined? I heard back in HBO, did you ever watch HBO like late night back in the day?
I remember like, it was like the softcore shit,
softcore,
right?
Softcore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What fucked me up, dude? Childhood ruined, apparently.
Oh, no, what?
They never were banging. It was just grinding.
Oh, so yeah, softcore.
But they would show sex scenes, but they weren't actually fucking.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, that's what softcore is. There's no penetration.
But it looked like they were.
Oh, 100%.
To the immature 13-year-old eye, I was like, yo, they're banging, dude! Yeah. I was like fucking going all in, dude. I was throwing orange juice around the kitchen. I was getting wild, bro.
Jesus Christ. I was on Capri Suns that weren't open.
Oh,
just
yeah,
throwing
dude.
Shit.
But then I was like, I like actually felt bad. I was like, y'all weren't okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like when our parents found out the Beatles were getting separated. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, dude, I felt that. Like, I like legit felt like my life was been a lie. You know, it's like when you find out like Bart Simpson was like voiced by a girl actor as a kid. I was like, what?
Yeah. Why did that, dude? Because in my head that was me.
Yeah.
I was,
oh, dude,
I related.
Timmy Turner, bro. Fairly Odd Parents. Like, that was voiced by a girl, too. And, like, for whatever reason, you associate yourself as that character.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Childhood ruined, dude. Softcore porn. I mean, not actually bad.
Dude, for 6 months, I was like, maybe I'm a girl. Like, I was like, maybe I'm a girl because I love Bart Simpson so much that maybe I'm a girl. I don't even care.
Yeah, bro.
But, dude, softcore, you ever, like, zoom in to see his flopping wang?
No, they would hide it. Or they'd crop it.
Oh, no, no, no. You can see sometimes on, like,
really?
Bad softcore, you can see the flopping
like
wang.
Like window reflection or something?
No, you can just see it. Like, you can see it in between her legs. Doggy style is not a great position to hide a wang.
No.
No, because it's just flip-flopping. Flip-flopping.
You got to have a big ass.
It looks like a metronome. Just fucking blink, 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 blink.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's got to be... Yeah, I don't know.
Can you... Hey, let me ask you this. Dude, if you're a softcore porn actor, does that mean you're a lower rung? Or like you're more of an artist.
Way up.
Yeah.
I think those are the people who couldn't get acting gigs and they're like, I'm not doing porn.
Dude.
But the HBO paycheck though. We got royalties and this is SAG. Come on now.
Dude, do you think they get paid more?
I think because they got HBO money instead of Brazzers or whatever the fuck.
Right. Yo, male porn actors get paid zilch.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
gay
zilch.
Gay porn is like double.
What?
Gay porn, they get paid way more than straight porn. You didn't know that?
Hold on.
That's why there's guys that do gay porn that aren't gay. Because
dude, am I about to do gay porn?
Bro, the fuck, yeah.
Who cares, you know?
Yo, rent's coming up, dude.
Sweet.
You didn't know that?
No.
There's guys in gay porn that are straight, but they do it. There was a guy from my hometown.
It's called gay for pay.
I had four people from my hometown do porn. Two were sisters.
Do they do it together?
No.
Oh, okay. Oof.
But so those two girls, family, they did it, got disowned, shocking. And then two guys from my hometown, one guy was actually gay and he did gay porn, but the other guy did it and got made fun of, but then he just bought a house in Las Vegas when he was 19 because he was racked up from doing gay porn, but he was straight and he has a wife. Childhood ruined.
Bro, if you are a wife of him, are you caring?
No.
I'm not giving a fuck.
No.
Dude, because to me, this is.
I'd be mad if you didn't.
Right, me
but
too.
But you went to work, fucked a girl, and got $3,000. When you could have fucked Corey in the corner for $5,000?
Look at Corey. Corey's hot. Corey's hotter than me.
Corey's coming over tomorrow for dinner, and you couldn't have just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, sir.
I'm pissed. I am pissed.
No, I think you... But that's what's crazy.
What?
It's just weird when you bring money into it. It's yeah. like...
How much money, dude? Let's just throw it out, bro.
Come on, man.
Dude,
I'm doing okay financially.
The
so
community
it's be
wants
low,
to know.
Dude.
I know.
You would ask me this question when I was working two internships and I first moved to LA living in a pool house? $13. $13 in a fucking cold cut from Subway, bro. But that's what's crazy is like.
It's really circumstantial, dude. It's really if you're feeling fine and you got like a little bit of money in the bank account, you're like, dude, I'm good. Thank you so much for the offer, but I'm good.
My answer changes every Monday.
Yeah.
How much did I spend this weekend? Yeah. Okay, I'll do this shit for $19.99.
Is there a big gulp? There's a big gulp at all?
It's like, you know, big gulps are a dollar. Come on now. It's a dollar I ain't got.
But look at those taquitos, though.
Yeah,
you know?
That's crazy. So,
yeah.
Damn.
Dude, look, Rambo did gay porn.
Rambo?
Oh, did he do gay porn? Maybe he just did porn. Sylvester Stallone, bro.
Did he really?
Oh, he's got a big wing.
There's been a few actors that did porn beforehand, right?
Can you imagine how good of an actor you have to be to transcend being in porn? You couldn't do that now. Like, you know what I mean? You couldn't do that now because it would be... your porn's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was one VHS that was like passed around all of Hollywood.
Right.
With Rambo on it. But like, he was not getting a job.
That would be crazy. You're like, I want to search his IMDb. Oh, no, that's just his D on my screen. Oh, okay, that's... I don't know. I just feel like there's certain actors that they might not have done porn, but you're like, yo, you were one bombed audition away from doing it, you know?
Oh, dude, I have felt that. I have felt I am one bombed audition away from just starting to take my shirt off on Instagram just to do it consistently so I can get followers. You know what I mean? Who cares?
Dude, they're out here, though.
Oh, my God.
I don't... So... The whole thing, what's weird about the whole HBO thing is like, let's say one of the dudes is gay, but the other dude's not.
Okay.
And he's doing it for the paycheck. Like, is that, I feel like that's weird. That's like, that's kind of like that James Charles situation. Is that a stretch?
I don't think it's money on the line.
Well, it's just a job, essentially.
It's a job. It's money. To me, it's like, are you breaking? Does he know before? That's the thing. Does the gay dude know that the other dude's non-gay, and does he care? I think
it's different since it's like, that's like a job, I guess.
I think it's action, we do our job, and we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else would it be?
I don't know, I was trying to connect the dots. I know. Some shit,
I understand.
But you did see that James Charles stuff, yeah?
I did see it. It is, it's insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, the emotional stress, just off... him losing all those followers, like
he dropped $1 million a day.
Is it that much?
It was the first YouTuber or first influencer ever to lose $1 million in a day. Bro, I lose 2 followers in a day, and I'm like, what did I do wrong?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was gonna ask you because I know
there's insights, and you can like on Facebook and YouTube, you can check every day. It shows like a chart, the blue lines are how many you gain a day, and then every day there's a red line, and I lose probably 200 a day just. I might not even post, but people just go to my page and be like, man, fuck this dude.
Oh, no.
But, you know, like, you got to figure if they don't want to be there, they're not going to be there. Or, like, maybe if, like, I posted a video of stand-up doing Trump stuff, and, like, some of the comments were like, Should have stayed out of politics.
Oh,
you lost yourself a fan.
Are you kidding
me? Chugwater, Wyoming. I was like, well, dude, fucking, I don't know.
Stick to the Zoomies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but, God. You
know, so, like, losing a million is insane. Because dude, I don't think I can wrap my head around a million people being like, I'm out. That's a fuck ton of people.
How many did he have? 16 million?
16 million.
So
there, there was like a comment that was like circling all over online. It was pretty funny. That was like, congrats on 14 mil, James. I've been following you since 16 million. Which is, he was probably reading it like, wait, does somebody still have love for me? Fuck. That's crazy. Yeah, so he dropped a million a day, and then I just think it keeps going down.
Dude, oh, I saw the graph. Yeah. Of what's her name? Tatiana?
I believe so.
Well, I forget her name. But a graph of like hers rising and his
those two
dropping
probably jump straight to
her. Yeah.
As like a homage, like shout out to you for doing your work. So pretty much what happened? This OG makeup YouTuber, which why am I even saying this?
Dude, here's the funny thing. Here, like, because we talked about it a little before. My girl was like invested in this, and then she told me about it, and she first started to be like, yeah, so this like makeup YouTuber, and then as soon as she said that, I go, what the f-? In my head I was like, what the fuck is this? She was 1 minute into the explanation, and I was like, and then what happened? I was
way, because I watched her video first, and then I find James Charles' video, and then I just like start bouncing back and forth, and then it's like 3 a.m and I was like, this is getting fucking deep, dude. Which is crazy. So pretty much she put him on the map essentially for helping. She really showed it, paved the way in the beauty world of makeup. And then she had her own hair gummy work?
Yeah, but like hair vitamins.
Hair vitamins,
Yeah.
And then he was always loyal to that. And then Sugar Bear Hair, who fucking, they came up on this.
Dude, good for you.
Yo,
good for you,
that
man.
That marketing meeting this Monday when they all got back in office, they probably looked at each other and were just like, I mean,
dude, but
not bad, right?
Do you think like Ronald took credit for it? He's like, yo, I told you, dude.
Right.
I told what I say. Someone give me a blowjob. What I say.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. They probably had to throw James Charles a fucking check. Probably 100K, I'd say.
Is it really that much, dude?
Kim K gets three to 500K per Instagram post.
500K.
Half a mil.
For one Instagram post.
An Instagram post, dude.
Okay,
nuts.
So he has 16 million or now 14, whatever it is.
Yeah, so.
And that equates to about 100,000.
I'd say so. Probably around. Because my guess is he's probably got management and he was probably like, I'm not going to take that. Like, I have my girl's brand I promote.
Right.
And then they did one of those things where they disconnected, you know, when they do the evil hand thing where you put all the fingers together.
Yeah.
And then they slid like an imaginary check across the table that's like, we'll double it.
Yeah.
He probably came at him with a shitty offer, and then he's like, nah, loyalty. And then they're like, we'll quadruple it. And he's like, fuck that.
Yep.
We here. You know?
And then right now, after all this went down, the dude that folded his hands is now going like this.
Oh, yeah. In his little beach hut in Venice. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
He's petting his cat.
Feeding his cat the gummy bears, too. So
the cat's hair is luscious.
Oh, yeah. So he went against the girl that pretty much brought him up.
Yeah.
And then she just goes on like this 40-minute video exposing him, talking about a lot of shit that he's done. It's kind of sus.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What I was saying that kind of ties back to the HBO porn is, he was seducing straight guys to sleeping with him, right?
Right. That was his like kink. That was his kink.
Which, fuck, man.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is like, if you can be seduced. I mean, listen.
I would want to see the guys he was seducing. If he was like a lumberjack dude, I'd be like, yo,
good for you. You got some game.
But the average James Charles fan,
if you subscribe to James Charles,
you're probably not opposed.
You're probably leaning.
15% thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, sexuality is on a spectrum. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you're leaning a little then James Charles, like, you know, games you up and you guys are doing some relations, I don't think your game is not that strong.
I'd get down for a shout out. You know what I'm talking about, dude? You got that story post with my handle on it? Come on now. But I just like, I don't think you can't rely strictly on the sexuality of it. He is a celebrity at the end of the day.
True.
Any celebrity with that magnitude.
Yeah. He's powerful.
Anybody,
yeah,
he's, you know,
powerful.
It's like, whoever that person is, they're kind of just stoked that he's showing them attention.
Of course.
And then you kind of start making hypotheticals. So it's a weird spot to be in when you're the other dude, but I don't want to see the guys he convinced.
I would.
Some of them I'd be like, yeah, that's a no brainer though. he has a crop top on. Like, I think might have done that regardless if it was James Charles.
Right, but if you're like a fighter pilot, you know what I mean? If you're like a fighter pilot who also enjoys like building handcrafted motorcycles, I would be impressed.
Exactly.
I'd be impressed. Also, did you see the apology video?
Apology videos are just... There needs to be a compilation of like the world's worst apology videos. There's never been a good one. Like they're always because the thing is everybody's going against you, so you're not gonna win.
No,
like you can't do shit right. Like he took like 10 seconds of a pause, and then all the comments were like, "Oh, would the fucking script not load? It's right. Like, we can't have feelings anymore, dude. You're never gonna win." But it's just like, it's so. What do you think about the video?
Realistically, I think most. If not all apology videos are awful. Like you're not going to win. But his was especially bad, dude.
But would you? Okay, let's say you're in the position,
dude. He had the acting ability, like of like an ant. I would say like it was really bad.
Yeah, well, I saw the first minute of it, which I thought was funny. Because he kind of flexed real quick. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm in my hotel room.
I saw that too.
Traveling abroad." It's like, flex. You didn't have to say that. It's like, "I'm staying at the SLS hotel. I just got done eating a lobster bisteak. I don't know how to say it. Sorry. My manager writes it out for me. So I just
anyways,
got a rim job by an Australian shepherd. It was drinking Fiji water beforehand, but I just want to say I'm really sorry." Like you're not you're not gonna feel bad when you're like, "I'm traveling abroad." Like,
yeah,
just bro, milk it. Be like, "I just got back from saving my mother from the hospital of Fresno, California.
It was on like, fire, yeah, and I went in
the
there.
The hospital was on fire, yeah,
regardless. And I went in there and saved her, and I saved an entire Cambodian family, and I put them on my back. Right. And did I break a nail? Yeah. Yes, but I don't care because I care about everyone's life but my own. I don't care about my own. Exactly. I don't care about vitamins. I don't care about hair products. Yeah. Fuck makeup. All I care about is altruism and saving Coney 2012."
I would see that's a good one right there, but it was
see,
like
that's a good one right
there. Yeah, yo, you ever thought about ghostwriting apology videos,
bro?
That's a hilarious world
that
to be in.
Is a hilarious
and there's
dude,
no market.
Fam, is that a movie that
yo,
we that
that's
we,
a pitch right there?
Who wants to buy it?
Like you just the second something turns on a celebrity, you DM him like, "Yo, I got you, fam." a new dude. That's a billboard in Los Angeles.
Yes.
You can have, bro.
Yep.
Did you fuck up on social media?
Yeah, and then you have,
hire me, you Rod. Have, four rings.
You have
dude.
Rings. You go fuck up.
You used to be a DUI attorney in Reno. Things change, baby.
Gotta get with the times, baby.
That's so funny. I don't think I've ever seen a good apology video. Logan Paul made one that was fuck.
I didn't watch Logan Paul's one.
I mean, the average formula for an apology video is very soft talking. If you talk any louder than this, people are like, "It's not sincere."
Oh, no, yeah.
What I love about YouTubers is they're always so vocal. I would love one of them to be like, "What's up, YouTube? Today I'm going to apologize to you because I use my dick involuntarily." It's always like,
"Hey, guys, hit subscribe."
Right. Like, what if the... Like, oh, I did that because I made a Logan Paul parody, and it did well. And then after people forgave him, all of the Logan Paul fans came for me, and they're like, "He apologized."
Oh,
you
no!
I still to this day I will get people like commenting on it, and be like, "Leave Logan alone, dude."
How could you do? Real quick, bro. How can you fucking take videos when there's hanging dead people, bro? How do you think that's okay? Dude, I don't get it. But anyways,
have you ever seen a good apology video?
I've seen hilarious ones.
Let's say you're in the position. Are you making a video? Or are you doing the OG classic iPhone Notes app? The Notes app has gotten people out of some
dude,
shit.
The Notes app is
the Notes app is
a great.
Fucking social media lawyer right there.
Yeah, the Notes app is succinct, screenshot, you get someone else to write it, send, you're good.
What I love is like when you'll see a word that has like the red dots under it because they misspelled it, but they're like, "Yo, I'm trying to apologize, but not like apologize for this shitty ass grammar, you know?"
Yeah, I'm not an English teacher, bro.
Right. It's just hilarious.
You know what's more disrespectful than that is the like apologizing through a voice memo.
Have people done that?
Nope, but that's the most disrespectful way to do it.
A Snapchat one? Yeah. Where'd it go? Oh, it's gone after 24 hours. I was only sincere on Tuesday, but this Wednesday, fuck it.
He's got a filter. He's a baby.
A filter Snapchat apology, that's... There's nothing more disrespectful.
If you're a baby, then I am sorry for everything that I've done. I poo-pooed my diaper, and I apologize for that as well. Yes, did she want a dick pic? No, but I sent it anyways. I'm sorry. Hit YouTube.
How about the new filters where guys look like girls and girls look like guys?
Yeah, I've done that.
But apologizing like that. You do it in third person. Trevor is very sorry. This is definitely his wife, and he's sorry. The filter cuts out for a second. Yeah. Oh, there was Trevor. He's back. He's still sad. I think a filter is the most disrespectful way to ever. Like, if somebody apologized with a dog face filter, I'd be like, you guilty. I don't know what the fuck you did.
Dude.
Prison.
Dude.
25 to life at minimum.
But let me tell you this. How funny would it be if it's a really good heartfelt apology, but you're a catfish? Anyways, dude, the funniest one? I'll tell you the funniest one. Did you see Kevin Spacey's?
Yeah.
Dog, Kevin Spacey's was the funniest. He did the apology video. Huh?
It was like produced, wasn't it?
It was produced. Dude, he did the apology video as his character on House of Cards.
Which?
He literally did a Snapchat filter.
I feel like he made the video and then his manager or agent was like, try the character, man. I feel like people might like it. They might forget. That'd be like if Ari Gold did like a Jeremy Piven one. You'd be like, that's just Ari.
Yeah.
I think people associate more to the characters than the person. You know?
Of course. But how detached you have to be as a human to apologize as a character, bro. Also,
that's true.
Also,
House of Cards fans are. They're smart.
No, also, I thought it was...
Entourage fans, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny. He was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm also gay.
I thought that was such...
It was so funny that he was like, guys, I'm really sorry. I'm also mad gay, so I'm mad gay. I got struggle. I'm mad gay. Like, he all but did that.
Yeah, that was, like, literally his last, like, he...
Oh, that was his Hail Mary, bro.
He had the gay sign on his wall covered in glass, and he's like, I'm breaking it tonight! He's just like, kush. But I was like, damn, no! Didn't he... Weren't you... Oh, was this the one... You were telling me about one that they use transitions on?
Oh, yeah!
Wasn't it... Was that the one, the Kevin Spacey one?
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey
one. Did he use iMovie?
He used iMovie, bro. Yes, you can leave if you want. He used...
Using iMovie is just, if not worse, douchier than the Notes app. Because iMovie to any creator is like the lowest form of editing.
Dude, he dissolved into different scenes.
Did it have like the background noise? And he's like, when it leads up to him being gay, he's like, and plus, I am... gay. Like, did he...
And it has a stamp like on the
right,
front.
Right. Gay, yeah. But that's the thing. As an apology video... You could produce it. You could have a drone shot. You could have fucking Martin Scorsese direct it. And people would be like, nope. Or you do this straight up just into your camera. But like, you're not winning.
Here's what I think. And here's what I've like learned through people that win in these type of things. I don't think you apologize, man. I really don't think you apologize.
I don't think... Well, here's...
I think you remain quiet.
Yeah. Well, I think your apology is staying... quiet almost. Maybe. Well, because I think if you put out a video, it's not going to help your case at all.
Right. It won't. It really won't. Unless you're like, here's what it is too. I think you keep the apology very succinct. I think the other Charles dude, his shit was like 11 minutes or something.
It was longer than that. I think you're right because then it's almost like...
It was so long, dude, he had ads in it.
What if he did an ad for Sugar Bear Hair at the end
of
the video, and then he just like, "What's up, guys? You just got punked, dude." The internet would just explode,
dude. He just like, guys, I'm really sorry. I didn't. Arby's, we have the meats.
Who said that? Is that coming from somewhere? By now, today, we now have euros. Who the fuck? Arby's has euros? Yes, they're really good. What? That's actually nuts to me. I don't know, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, I think you would keep it sincere because the more you put into it. Well, it's also like when somebody tries to like justify everything, that's when people get opinionated. If you're like 12 minutes in of like, I don't deserve this, blah, 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 blah. But if you just come out, you're like, hey, I fucked up. I'm genuinely sorry. I'll be here for the repercussions.
Yeah.
There's not too much room to hate even more.
You can't get in there. That's ironclad.
You should
can't
be able to keep
in
it
there.
In a vine is what I'm trying to say.
Hilarious.
6 seconds.
That's it, dude.
Like, that's why I'm going to bring Vine back for all these creators. I'm going to merge our social media lawyer and Vine, put it together. I'm going to create an app for these people out here fucking up.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that's, I love it. I really, there's something there. There's a business model there.
I'm going to call it law, but with an R at the end. So it's law. It's like lawyer, but law. Because, you know, apps. So all social media apps have to be short on a vowel. You
have
know?
To. Yeah.
So like it's going to be L-A-W-R, law.
Law.
Please don't take that idea. Also, please do take that idea because you will be not making shit for money.
$0, dude. Zero.
I don't know. That's pretty wild, there's this shit going on. But also, it's, I mean, the kid's 19, I think. Isn't he? He's young.
I think he's young. I think he's a little older than that.
Yeah.
But listen, dude, you're that young with all that power. You're going to make mistakes.
Right.
You're going to make mistakes. But also, dude, just if you're going to, yeah, dude, but, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what's shitty is what fucked him over led to other bad things. Because if he had a clean record with the right. sexuality shit that wasn't right. in there, then he'd right. be like, oh, he was looking out for the best of his business and future. It's shitty that right. he went against her back. But that brought up other shit. So that's when shit gets hard. Because he was just trying to look out for the best money offer, I'm assuming.
Right.
But she's like, oh, I got some fucking tea on this bad boy.
Yeah, dude. It was a symptom of looking out for yourself consistently, which just being selfish. Yeah. Your entire rise. And then you're going to fuck people over, and then people are going to out people, your business. Yeah. Oh, dude, fuck people. Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, that's pretty crazy.
I will say, though, in his apology video, his nails were flawless, bro.
Nails, hair was looking great.
Woo! Boy.
I guarantee somebody put out a James Charles apology hair video tutorial. The hair looked great. It was like that right. I don't give a fuck, but I do give a fuck look, because he probably was going to record at 11 a.m., but didn't do it until 11:45 because he had to fix the hair. Like, it looked good. Like, it was like...
Yeah, it was so purposeful, though. That's what was hilarious. It was like messed up, but like still looking good.
Right.
Because you're like, he's like, I can't do my hair and makeup. What if he did it in full dope-ass makeup? Like,
he should have at least done some, because he's a professional makeup artist.
Right.
I would have drawn on some bags under my eyes. Right, I couldn't sleep. I've been up all 48 hours thinking about this. Maybe even a fake teardrop, you know?
That's like, what I'm saying. You gotta cry, by the way. You got
have
to cry.
But you gotta be crying 38 seconds in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you gotta have it hit you. You can't start by crying.
No, because then we don't know where you are starting emotionally.
You gotta build up. You gotta build, you know. That, yeah, if you don't cry, it's like, that's like the one golden rule. Like,
you have to, see, those are the two things. Short and cry.
Yeah.
You got to look at the camera like, listen, I'm so sorry for my reaction.
Yep.
And I would never do it again. I'm sorry for all my fans. And I'm just going to take the repercussions. And I can't even.
But that's 0 to 60.
And that's it.
You're there.
And that's it.
I don't want to see you build up to it.
No.
I don't want to see art, like, accident. I want to see fucking start, finish, boom.
Yeah, that's it, dude. Mm-hmm. I think we have it. I think we have 100%. It.
100%. But, you know, he'll figure it out. Young kid. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Well, you know, we should probably talk a little bit about our touring.
Yeah.
You want to?
We could do that. I'm sorry, I just got so caught up in the makeup world. It's so funny because dude's
it is
like,
funny, dude.
Yo, James, who dude? What the fuck? And then 35 minutes later, like, he's a young guy and I hope for the best.
Dude, that was me. Right. My girl started in it and I was like, I don't want to, what are we talking about
at
right
the end
now?
Of the day, everybody's a human and what he did, like, business wise, whatever, but also like the sexual stuff is not good look, but like, he's got to be tripping, dude.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what like we were talking about earlier, losing followers to a person whose career is that. That's like literally people who use your business emailing you daily, be like, I'm out, but a million of that. Like, when you see your numbers drop, dude, that shit hurts the soul, dude.
Bro, I get one comment that's bad, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry. Like, dude, but you're talking about a million people saying fuck you.
Yeah, probably dropped by all his managers and agents and shit too.
You think so?
I
don't think so, dude. Because I'm gonna tell you, if I'm honestly, I'm gonna take that back. I would drop him.
Like, we'll manage you now.
I would drop him 100%. I'll drop him.
Yeah. Well, it's more so just not a good look on a company if you're like, your homepage is like, these are the people you manage, and it's like him right there. You're like,
Right. But yeah. I think, dude, people are about money, man. People are about money. You have 14 million. I mean, dude, 14 million. The amount of money he makes yearly
he's
off that
still
is crazy.
Making money though.
Stupid, dude.
He made money off the apology video.
He legit. He's like, it's like 4 million views.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that trend, like, what is it per?
It's genuinely, you get about a K per million is.
That's it?
Yeah. But somebody who puts up, 30K a month.
I get what you're saying.
It varies, but like, that's just on views. Most of these guys have ads on their shit with other stuff. But.
Oh, so that's based on just YouTube giving you money.
Just YouTube putting an ad in front of your video. And that's also just one ad, because my videos aren't long enough, but some people do like multiple ads throughout the video.
Word, okay.
So, you know, you might, that's like very minimal basic scale is like a K per mil now. It used to be higher when YouTube was at its peak, but they fucking did a bunch of shit, but I don't know.
Dude, that's amazing though. That's amazing. So how do all YouTube make money? Is it just because they do like one video?
Ads buy space on their page. It'll be like kayak.com wants to advertise with YouTube. Okay, we'll put you on these travel-based channels. We'll give you that. So like, YouTube's like the middleman. They're just dishing it out. Like if you ever watched, like, I remember when I did that Bitcoin character, my ads used to always be about Bitcoin.
Word.
So YouTube is like savvy like that, where they pair the consumer with the ad. So it's like they do it on, so it fits the audience they're going to.
Yeah.
Like I get a lot of like you know, Axe body spray ones because that's my type of content.
Yeah. It's a lot of like it's okay to be a virgin type of ones. Yeah.
Hold it down for the V's, bro.
Dude, not a Utah.
That's so funny. We're just like, we're about to wrap up the James Charles thing. I was like, yeah, but his manager's probably. yeah, bro. But yeah, so this is our first time back in the studio in a little bit. We you know, cranked out these episodes because we care about you.
We
guys.
Do care, man. On the road for like the last month,
bro. I was on the road for 18 days straight. How long were you gone,
dude? I was gone for 14 days, back 3 days, and then gone for like 12 days.
How much did you love those 3 days though,
dog? Like I walked into my apartment like I just moved in, like, right. I was so happy.
Drop the bags at the floor like a movie scene type thing,
dude. I was like, I wanted to kiss the ground. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, I like, you ever been gone for so long and then you put your head on your own pillow and you like almost come?
Ooh, dude.
Dude.
Almost come.
You put, you
bro,
came?
Oh, fucking
fist pound, baby.
Launch a hole in my goddamn mattress, dude. Looks like an asteroid just got home from fucking war, bro. Yes, I was gone for 14 days. I did this whole like East Coast run,
right,
for 8 days, which was amazing. Shout out to everybody that came out. Man, people,
hell, you packed it out, huh?
People shout out, which is crazy. You know, people were coming up to me after the shows. I had some listeners, some people that would like listen to the podcast.
Yay!
And that's like dope because like people be like wearing my merch. They'd be like, oh, it's fucking sick. People would be like, oh, we drove 3 hours. Be like, it's fucking sick. And somebody's like, I listen to the podcast. I was like, I love you.
Why is that?
It's like, it's so much more of like a level of like respect, I think. It's like, I fuck with you.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's all, yeah. Because also it's like an hour plus. So they fuck with you that heavy. They want to watch us for like an hour plus. And then also it's like a real personal thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Like they, cause we say some wild shit and some wild like personal shit on here. So if you listen, like, you know us.
Yeah.
Know you like really well.
Yeah, you might not even hug me when you see me because I talk about so much cum on this thing.
Yeah, you dude, know? You might
so
be like, yeah.
It's a respect level. But if you know that much, I'm like, you fucking listen, dude.
Hey!
So that was sick. Did all that. Did North Carolina was in there too. That was rowdy. Went to Philly. Got a cheesesteak. Yeah.
How'd you like Philly, man?
Philly's a dope city. I like how it's built. It looks cool.
Yeah,
you
Philly.
Like Philly?
No, Philly's dope, dude. The people there, just in terms of like how they watch, how they consume entertainment, sometimes is like, it's sometimes it's amazing because they love you, and then they can turn on you in 1 second.
I can see that.
It's like it's generally all my shows I've done there have been really fun, but there's been shit where I'm just like, oh, I'm about to lose these people, and they're gonna fucking leave.
I feel like sometimes they start acting like a normal person, and then something flips in the brain. They're like, oh yeah, you from Philly? Get mad about something? They're like, yeah, yo, fuck that joke. I was like, I talked about my diabetic golden retriever.
Yeah, fuck your dog. And
then,
he should die.
And then they get it out of themselves, and then they're like, my bad.
I wonder what. Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But it's like a tough. Honestly, I know what it is. I feel like it's the rivalry from New York feeling like their number, like their city's number two. So they have to fucking flex consistently because they feel like they're number two.
Like back up.
Right.
Dope. North Carolina was a lot of fun. Buffalo, New York. That was like such a good show.
So all the shows for the most part were like real dope.
Yeah, all the shows were dope.
No crazy shit happened.
No, I mean there was like people like, you know, when you just get a heckler and then you just ride the shit out of that. There was there's one in North Carolina and New Jersey that like I didn't even do like 5 bits just because like just riding along on that.
Of course,
like this one dude in Jersey. He like yelled out some other, this drunk chick out front. He yelled something at her. So a heckler heckled a heckler. And I was like, oh, this is fucking Inception right now.
Yo.
And then she goes, what are you doing? And he goes, I build hoses. And I was like, fam, you can't say to a crowd of 100 some people, you just build hoses. And I was like, what do you
just build
garden hoses?
He builds
that's
them.
His job.
Hey man, you don't build them. It's not a building.
Well, that's the whole thing I went into. And then between these two people in front of me, like,
yeah,
it was just so much material. And it was great because, like, that is just, it was funnier than, like, anything I could have said.
Dude,
after
of
that.
Course, man. The room funny, when shit happens in the room, it's hilarious because everyone's, like, on that inside joke type shit.
Exactly.
Oh, dude.
I wish I would have filmed it. It would have been, like, great to post. And then I got back, then I did some shows in casinos in Arizona and Nevada. I was just opening up for some dude, getting them reps in. Boy.
Woo, woo.
That shit. Yeah, do people in casinos all look like they're like they're like, you know, when you leave some jeans out in the sun too long, it starts to like fade. People in casinos just have this like their color is just slowly, like, I don't know what it is. They're all like fucking light washed, and it's like,
bro, they look a little like raisins.
Yeah,
they look a little like, you know, see, ever seen those yellow raisins?
Yeah,
they look like yellow raisins to me. I think what it is when you're about to kill yourself. You turn a little raisiny. Like, I feel like all of the people that go to casinos are like, all right, I'm not gonna make rent this month. My house is gonna be gone. I have lost all my children, so I need to win this slot machine. And like they ride all their emotions on it. It's and so you take that feeling and then they sit into a comedy show. It's not good audience.
No,
they just lost.
They're interesting audiences. They were interesting. But, you know, I like it because it makes you work as a comedian, because, like, playing my shows are great. But it's like, when I play a casino, they don't give a fuck. They don't even know what a YouTube is, bro. That shit, like...
Yeah.
So, for them, I'm working. That's when I feel like the most of a comedian to impress these people.
Of course.
Know? Like, when you do your LA rooms versus a cruise, it's like...
Right. Right.
But it's a little different because they're like... I don't know. Casino crowds are just... They're something else.
Well, dude, literally think about it, right? They didn't come to a casino to go to a comedy show, bro.
Right.
They came to a casino to win money. And let me tell you something. They're not winning.
Right.
They're
like, I lost all my shit.
Losing.
I need some entertainment.
Exactly, dude. So they literally just lost a deed to their home. And then they sit in the front row and they go, hey, boy, what's your fucking feminine ass hair? Make me laugh. I don't have a home anymore.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, that's not a good energy to start a show.
Those were aggressive. But then after the casino shows, did a show in Phoenix and then Flagstaff, Arizona. Those were really fun. So those were at clubs and one was a theater. That was great. That was fun. But
dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, that shit, I was glad to be back.
Oh, man, it feels so good to be back,
bro. So you're on a cruise.
Yeah, dude, it was. They were literally all but like 2 weeks of it, all but week and a half of it were all fucking cruises. It was cool. A lot of weird shit. I literally threw out my back.
Really?
Dog, you don't realize how much you use your back until you don't have a back. And then you go, oh, I use it for fucking everything, dude.
Yeah.
How'd
you throw it out?
Dude, I walked from the ship into town. That sounds...
This is some old shit right here.
That sounds like I'm Tom Sawyer. Like, that's what that sounds like. I walk from the ship.
Yeah, I was like, and then, like, did a seal get thrown at you?
No. I didn't finish, bro. I was wearing a backpack that had all my shit in it. Like, I had, like, it was like, you know, it was like 200 pounds worth of shit. Nah, it was like, you know, I had my computer, and that's it. No, I just had,
that
like...
That computer right there?
Yeah, man, it's heavy.
That 2-pound computer... That thing took you out. That piano stand can hold it up.
Yo, shut up, man.
So, and then the breeze kicked in and...
Right. And then someone threw a seal at me. Gotcha. No, I literally just walked from the ship to the town, which is like 2 miles. And then I like was walking around town for like, yeah, bro. Because I could either take a bus.
Where did they dock you, bro?
Bro, I either could take a bus that everyone else took, but I was like, fuck it, this line is crazy. I want to get into town to find Wi-Fi, right?
Smart.
Yeah. So I just said, fuck it, I can walk. I'm a virile man.
And where was this?
This was in Juneau, Alaska. Yeah, dude. You know what's so funny? Is I got off the boat and I asked this dude where Wi-Fi was. And he looked at me like I was a math problem.
Bro, that's like when I asked a lady in...
Like, what the fuck?
That's when I asked a lady in Butte, Montana if their rice was gluten-free. And she just... like, she looked at me like I just like called her like a bad word in a foreign language. She looked offended,
right,
but also wanted to help. And she looked down at her notepad and then just walked away. Take that as a no. Dude. Yeah, dude. But you travel. That's why I kind of like traveling, because you see these perspectives with people, like the casino people. Like, bro, those are populations you don't think about, dude.
Dude, those are the populations that are still using AOL.
Like, imagine trying to explain a paper straw to somebody in Laughlin, Nevada.
No, no, they don't. They don't know. They'd call you gay and hit you in the face.
You mean a joint paper,
dude? Oh, so the dude I asked where the Wi-Fi was, he looked at me like I was. He had no idea what Wi-Fi was. Which I was like, dude, are you playing into the fact you live in Juneau, you motherfucker? You know what Wi-Fi is? He had no idea. And then I was like, okay, so okay. And then I needed to go to like a CVS, right? And I was like, all right, that's fine. Where, like, do you know where a CVS is? And he's like, I don't know what a CVS is.
You're just throwing them too many letters. Bro,
and I literally looked at him. I go, sir, you don't know what a CVS is? Like, you don't? He goes, no. I go, oh, it's like a drugstore. Do you have like a drugstore? And he goes, yeah, up there you can get. He like pointed me to like a weed shop. And I was like, stop playing into your small town shit, dude. You right. know what a CVS is. You know what a drugstore is.
Right.
So angered this dude. And then I threw my back
sometimes
out.
You meet those people and you're like yeah. genuinely like, I feel like the guy might not know what that is. Like some Maybe people are not. So like I met so many people out in the desert that like you ever like try to throw some sarcasm or a joke to try to be funny with this right. dude. Like our gas pump wasn't working in Havasu, which fucking. And then I was like,
Havasu?
Oh, yo, yeah, that was one of the gigs was
Havasu.
Dude, I did Havasu. I did Camp Verde. I don't fucking know. Laughlin, and then Pine Top and Flags. Like, it's,
oh, dude, they need to change their Laughlin names. Run. They need comedian, to change their names of all of those towns.
But like the Laughlin Run is any comedian. I've heard like Santino talk about it. Like, right, right. It's a boot camp of comedy. Everybody right. knows the Laughlin Run. So it was that one. But I met this dude and like our pump fucked up three times. And I was like, oh, does that mean it's free? Because, you know, it's not working. That yeah. town, maybe a little bit nicer. I'd had some coffee.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me and goes, why would it be free? I was like,
dog.
Sir? How are you a person?
he's not, though.
What do
he's
you
not.
Laugh at, dude? That's the type of guy that would see, like, a Tweety Bird get hit and be like, like, they laugh out two syllables. Like, that guy's not busting that's, up laughing.
Well, dude, that's his, like, applause break.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't laughed since 1943.
And those are all the people in the casino
That's
crowds,
what I'm
dude.
Saying, dude. Dude.
But, so, it was dope because I got to see both sides of comedy. You know, all my shows are so much fun.
Yeah.
Then finish it off at Caroline's and Broadway, which was fucking
oh,
unreal.
That's bananas, dude.
Seeing my face out front of that place, I was like...
You want to cry?
Oh, dude. I, like, took a picture in front of my face, like, in the giant blown-up face.
Yeah.
People walking by could not have given less of a fuck.
Oh, they don't give a fuck, dude. New York is hilarious.
like people would look at me, look at the poster, and then keep going about their day.
Oh, they don't care.
No.
They do not care. But, I remember the first time my face was on the Carolines thing for, like, the new town or whatever, yeah, yeah. new town showcase. Yeah. I was like, oh, I made it. That's it. I can quit. I'll go back to Maryland right
and
now.
And a pigeon shits on your face, and you're like...
Good luck.
Fair enough.
You know what's so funny? The person who made, he got shit on the first time, he goes, and he was pissed, and he goes, well, no, that's good luck. He tried to fucking spin it, oh, yeah. and then he told everyone it's good luck.
No, but you guys don't know that's good luck, though.
Yeah,
you,
it's good, though. It's good.
People out the next day, like, just waiting with their arms out, like, I'm going to make myself bigger, dude. I'm going to just walk around by Venice Beach, maybe get shit on. But overall, like, I mean, I knew we got to wrap this up here soon.
Yeah.
So cruises.
Yeah.
How much buffet food did you have?
Bro. Okay.
Because I did 6 days straight of buffet food.
Right. Dude.
Here's how I know I'm newer to the road in comedy. My first right. buffet, I was fucking stoked.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you mean I can get prime rib, a sundae, a salad, yep. and jello, and I can dip crab legs in my jello? Day three, I'm like, yo, if somebody could choke me with this oatmeal, I would be pumped.
Dog, let me tell you something. The buffets on the cruises, they're actually really good. They're actually really good. But day three, you're like,
it's the same shit.
It is, dude. It's like the same shit. You know what's the funniest? Is when like little kids, like, you know, 10 years old, they have the ability to have their own plate and they get whatever they want.
Oh, bro.
And it is.
It's the equivalent of.
Hilarious.
It's like
dude.
Giving a 10-year-old a soda cup and they do the thing where they put everything in it.
Yep.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
Of course.
Called the suicides?
Yep.
Those were oddly great as a kid, but if I feel like if I did that now, people would be like, yo, straitjacket.
Dude, I saw the funniest one ever. I saw a kid get vanilla ice cream and then he took a small little box of Frosted Flakes, opened it up, poured the Frosted Flakes in the vanilla ice cream, took a cookie, put it on top, and was like, dude, and it was... 9 in the morning. It was 9 oh, in the morning.
That's hilarious.
And you know what pissed me off? He sat with his family. His family didn't say anything. You got to say something to this kid, man.
That's that cruise etiquette. Like the fact that he even put a cereal on it mentally to these boat people yeah. were like, cereal.
That's dude.
And frozen milk. Like,
dude,
it's ice cream.
The type of people that go on cruises are the type of people that go to casinos. It's literally yes. almost the same thing.
It's a different type of person. Like,
yeah.
like people,
they're mutants like, is what they
you
are.
You give unlimited crab legs and people lose all sensibility of what it's like to be a human. Like,
oh, they don't, oh,
they're dipping crab legs in Diet Coke because the Diet Coke is free.
That's it, dude. That's it. You know what's so funny on the cruises too? When you finish food, like you go to restaurants and you finish and there's no checks. So you just get up and leave.
Right.
It is such a mind fuck the first time you do it. You finish and you go, can I have the check? And they go, there's no check. And I go, okay, do I just? And they go, yeah, just leave. You just get up and fucking leave. And
you like run away. You're like, dining desk.
Yeah.
Like, you already paid, sir. You paid at the front. Paid.
Yeah, dude. So it's crazy because
you run away from a roller coaster.
You get used to that. And then you come back and you start getting up from fucking places.
Yeah.
And they're like, sir. You're like, nah, it's, I already paid.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I do love traveling, and it's dope to see everybody's different culture, and like certain cities are so much fun. Like Raleigh, North Carolina was such a college town. It's just such a change of pace when you're in a college town. It's all young. Everybody's like, oh, fucking dude, fucking tell me. Yeah. And then you go to a buffet and people just look at you and they chew with their teeth to the side as a cow does. And you're like, teeth up and down, not for you, fucking vertical, horizontal. We don't know.
How do they do that? I don't even know. It's like you only do that when you're on cocaine. Maybe they're on cocaine. Maybe that's it.
Dude. No, they used to put Coke in Coca-Cola bottles to keep it addiction. They do that for the buffet food. Yo, fucking smart as shit, dude. We just figured it out. There's
dude.
Coke in buffet foods.
It might
and that's
be.
Why they stay up till 4 in the morning tapping on the same Hello Kitty machine trying to win $5.
Dude, let me tell you this. What was that? That wasn't even a sentence. Let me tell you this.
Let me tell you this. I'll go for you.
Yeah. There's something in buffet food because 100%. Your boy shits like a grizzly bear. What is that?
Well, what they do is they just take fucking whey protein and just jam it in the prime rib.
Dude,
it's not even prime rib. It's just a frozen, hardened piece of whey protein, and then they just spray paint it with bacon and canola oil, and then they're just like, you want prime rib? And you're like, you hear prime rib, and mentally you're like, I'm rich as fuck, and you're like, you're eating whey. Just eatingbodybuilder.com. Well, I think we are well over our time here.
Oh, man, I think we're super pissed. Our producer, Gabe, is so angry, dude. We're probably at like an hour and a half at this point.
Dude, the studio we've been renting from, he's got a sniper on a roof across from this.
Oh, dude. Yeah, there's a laser on your forehead right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're
stoked about it.
And we're keep going.
At least I'm not in a casino.
Hey!
So, hey, thanks for watching episode 18.
Ba-da-bum.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.